Hello.
Hey, Aaron?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Hang on, I'm walking up this hill of mine to get back inside. I think someone outside that I had to talk to.
Okay.
Okay, so I reached out to some sources, a.k.a. my mother.
Okay. Yeah, well, do what you got to do, you know?
Yes. Well, like I said, if I didn't drop a good amount on that Steaming Angie source.
Yeah, but how long have you been with them?
Just a week. Like I said, I wish you would have called me last week. I would have snatched you up so quick.
So if you haven't landed any jobs from them, you haven't,
yes,
right?
I get supposedly my money back after,
well,
10
then
weeks.
I would just
and
go ahead
three.
And tell them now. I don't want it. I don't want it. Give me my money back.
I don't know if they will do that.
I've had other companies, people in your position do that, and they have gotten their money back. It's been a little bit of a process. They take their time,
right.
You know. But you, if you've been with them for 7 days and you haven't received a job yet.
No, yeah, like I said, I've gotten
a little
three leads.
Mm-hmm.
One I called, and they're like, well, we've already – My mom's already picked someone else, and the other two I've called twice a day and left voicemails and text messages. I'm just not hearing anything back. And like you said, I'm chasing them down, and I don't want to do that.
Right. It's expected that you're going to be among a couple of competitors, you know, that they're going to say, hey, I'm going to call this guy and take, I want you each to come out to a quote. That's normal.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. It's just
right.
That once someone has me, come and give them a quote. I'm
closer.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
That, and I'm a lot cheaper than everyone else because I don't have an overhead. And
right.
This isn't my main 100% gig. Job yet.
Yeah.
I make great money at my current career.
Nice.
This job I'm doing to build and to pay off everything and to help my family out that's working for me to build them a career. So, I called around and got quotes from people to see about what they would do my house for, and it just that's what really, excuse me, I'm out of breath, that's a big hill. that's what made me start it, is the fact that I was getting offered, and now I do have a big house, so I get it, but when I only want, let's see, a living room, dining room, hallway, and one stairwell.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to charge me around $4,000. That's when and then my brother was being offered $9,000 for his house. That's when I was like, nah, I can't.
Wow.
I'm going to do. So that's why I say, yeah, I'm a closer because I'm going to be thousands cheaper. As long as I make a certain amount and, you know, the people I have working for me, I keep them busy and they make that. You know, people need help. They don't care if they're not trying to make $1 million. They're not trying to make hundreds of thousands. They want to make enough to live, to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm not going to overcharge people. There's no point.
Right. Right. Well, that way everybody wins and they're going to choose you again and then they're going to recommend you.
Yeah. It's just if I can just get someone.
Right. Yeah.
If I can just get one or two, they'll be
like.
Yeah, you know.
Right.
This guy's a lot cheaper, and he's just as good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to bank. You know, people are struggling enough right now. They don't need to struggle to make their house feel like their home, you know.
Right. No, agreed. 100% agreed. And not everybody has those skills either. You know what I mean?
I found out a lot of people don't like painting either, which is, I get it, I guess. I don't know. I'm just like, it don't bother me. I mean, but my parents did do it for 30 years, and I did it with them for about 10, 12 years. So.
Uh-huh. So it makes sense that you, you find it comes to you with ease. But kind of stuff, like talking about what we're talking about here with this, with the programming and stuff, your eyes basically glazed over, and I didn't even look at you. Like this.
No, yeah. I wish, like I said, I wish you would have got a hold of me. Because I'm telling you, what I paid them, I could have funded probably about 4 months with you guys. With it.
Yeah, I know. It's like $750, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. What the hell?
I told you, it's not the first time I've heard of it.
Man.
Unfortunately.
I might have to call them.
Yeah.
So you think I could get my money back from him if I call him and say, hey, this just ain't going to work. This isn't what I want. Can we just
You have to demand it. You have to be demanding. And you can. I know that you can, but they're not going to give it to you for a little while. You know, they're going to tell you how
many days. I don't care if it takes 2 weeks. I don't care if it takes 2 weeks. Just give it to me.
Yeah, they have to give it to you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I might have to do that tomorrow then.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm going to be using her card first. And
okay.
Then next month, what I've decided to do is I'm going to go ahead. She's going to pay for this month. And
okay.
Then next month, I'm going to call you back and get you on my business bank account card.
Okay. Yeah.
And then after
that's
that nice. Month, if I'm not seeing the results I like, I'll probably just, I'm going to be honest, I'll probably cancel. But I don't think that'll be an issue considering what you guys are offering. So.
Exactly. And it won't be a problem at all. It'll be perfect. And that's what we ask. We ask that you give us, you know, a couple of months to see exactly how well it'll
month.
Work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that you understand that already. And like I said, I'm really upfront. So I'm like you. Like if I could do it for cheaper, I'm going to let you know, hey, I'm trying to help you out. If you were a company who could afford the high price, sure. Why wouldn't I charge you that much to get my higher commission? But you need this.
Yeah.
You need to get this going. And once I show you what I can do, you're going to invest more next time, you know?
That's what I was going to say. Who's to say in the future that I wouldn't
exactly.
go first?
Yes, and that's exactly what, like, because eventually you're going to qualify for what we call Google Guaranteed, which is Google's own pay-per-lead service that the premier partners can sell to companies like yourself, but we have to get you listed up there first in regular Google.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, you'll be eligible for upgrade, and we'll see what we can get going for you, and you can, like, really dominate that first page. There's no need to do it under Angie. So, for account purposes, is it Aaron?
Yes.
And your last name?
Garrett.
Garrett. Got it.
Yeah.
And your email, hun?
Do you want my personal or my business?
It's up to you. This is where we're going to send any and all information and invoices and correspondence.
Okay. GNA painting 1@gmail.com.
Okay. As the lead on your account and point of contact for you, I am going to be the one that's taking care of you. You will have an entire account management. What's that?
I like to stick with the same person as much as I can.
So I'm going to be the lead on your account, and I'm here, and you can contact me because I'm going to send you my direct phone number and extension line. Now, you will have other technicians that are assigned to the account, but it's the same few people. You're not bounced all over from here to, you know, $10 to and back.
But if I have direct questions that I don't want to talk to the tech, I could just give you a call.
You can call me anytime. Absolutely. I just sent you the direct extension line. And then the next thing is a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking system, okay?
Okay.
Now, the business address, is that the 433 Edwards Drive? I realize that's your home office.
Yeah, that's just my home office. I don't have a building. There's no reason. I don't keep paint or anything in stock. All I got is ladders.
Well,
so
if you don't see clients at your home, then we don't list it.
No.
But if that's the address that's on your LLC, then we do need it for Google verification. But we'll keep it physically hidden, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, until I build my office, I plan on converting I just bought this house, and it's a lot bigger than anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
And the upstairs room into an office library type situation. So
okay.
Now, this is off topic. If you're on a time crunch, please let me know.
I'm not.
My wife plans on starting a business, I think, near the end of this year, and it's more of a, like a toddler bounce house type of thing where you rent the toddler bounce house, they go, they set it up. Do you guys deal with that as well?
Yeah, we can help her, absolutely. And because you're like basically referring her, you would get a free month of service, after she's been with us for 2 months.
Okay. Well, I'll refer her once she's up and running, but.
Yeah, well, this type of thing is also perfect for that, especially with the social media portion.
Yeah, I agree.
And we can build her a website where she can even take booking on the site. So so she can literally book her clients straight from the site. They can book themselves or all the things. Like, she can have a chat bot. I think it's like an extra $99 for the fancier site, and they'll do that for her. And it would totally behoove her to take advantage of that, because then she doesn't have to figure all that out, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'll have to tell her about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So you don't have a Facebook business page yet, right, Aaron?
No, I have literally nothing.
Do you have the regular Facebook page?
For myself?
Yeah.
Yes and no. So, I mean, if you look me up, yes, it would show it, but I did have the app deleted on there for the long, like, for a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently got it back on there because I was looking for stuff that I wanted to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need it?
Well, you don't need to be like a social media guru. The reason I ask is because what's going to happen, oh my gosh, I just started looking Aaron Garrett up, and you're not going to believe me. This guy's name says at sexy boy awesome likes volleyball.
Oh, no. That is definitely not me. It's me. My picture is me with my son on my head. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's definitely not me.
That was hilarious. So they don't interact and intertwine. The way it works is like this, okay? So we built the business profile as a derivative of the personal page. So at no point is your personal page going to interact with your business profile. But what happens is we have your client interview, and the technician is going to send you an email invitation to allow us access to your Facebook. You're still in charge of everything. You still have full access over everything. You're the owner of everything. We're simply going to build the business profile and do the heavy lifting for you. Okay?
Yeah, I'd rather you guys do all that stuff because, it's not that I'm not tech savvy or nothing. It's just that I have too much going on with everything to want to worry about. So
it's perfectly fine. You don't have to.
You have to do all the legwork.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to absolutely take good care of you. So no worries with that. Okay, hours of operation. When do you want the phone calls?
So my current career job that I'm at right now, so I'm up at 2 a.m.
Wow.
Sunday to Thursday. So those days, I don't care what time they call. As long as I'll stop receiving calls at 5 p.m.
Okay. Like 6 to 5, 7 to 5?
Let's just do, I'm up until 8 or 9, and I don't personally care if I get calls that late, but then again, my wife might after a while.
She might. But you can always put it on Do Not Disturb where it goes directly to the voicemail with the call tracking system.
Oh, well then, okay. Let's do like a, we'll do a 5 a.m. to, I don't know, shoot. Let's just do, this is tough. I have no idea. I'm going to be honest.
It's okay. It's okay. You don't have to decide right now either. Well, that, you can decide that later on. No worries, okay?
Okay.
I don't want to overwhelm you. Okay. Outside of painting, what else do you offer?
I mean, honestly, that's all I was planning on doing was just interior paintings. Like, I'll do apartments. I'll do, houses and duplexes and townhomes and all that. But I don't really mess with exterior painting.
Okay.
Just because the elements, I just don't, because if it rains and I don't want to deal with that.
Okay.
I don't think I'm proficient enough with drywall to be a professional in it. Yeah, I do my own drywall in my own house and stuff, but I just don't feel comfortable saying that I'm a professional at it. So I just stick with interior, residential, and commercial painting.
Okay. Interior.
Now, if someone wants, like, custom painting, like, as in, like, they want, like, a triangle red a red triangle in the middle of the wall and the other two triangles like blue or something. Mm-hmm. Like I don't mind like custom painting like that. But if they're like, can you paint a mural? I'm going to say, no, I'm not an artist.
I just put custom wall painting. We're not putting murals or fox faux finish or anything. Okay. Yeah. Now, with this, I need to schedule your client onboarding call. Okay. Now, this call takes about 20, 30 minutes, but we block off an entire hour in case the technician is finishing up with the client in front of you. I have available appointment times tomorrow between 9 and 10 a.m., 10 and 11, 11 and 12, 12 and 1, 1 and 2, 3 and 4, or 5 and 6.
Let's do... I want either 3 or 4 or 5 or 6. Let's do 5 and 6 because
you got it.
I'll be off work and I'll have either someone here to handle my little ones while I'm on the phone to where I don't have to be interrupted.
Yeah. Understood. I mean, you'd be surprised. We're like really used to it, believe it or not. Like people be out on the roof with the hammer, you know, and we just keep going.
I'm a fuel hauler. I haul fuels and stuff. So when you go under a rack to get your load, you're not allowed to have electronics on you. So that's why I'm afraid of doing it while I'm at work.
Sure.
So.
Well, we want you to be safe on top of that. We really want you to be safe. So it's not. So when they tell you to get off your cell phone when you're at the pump, there's a reason.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Because if there's a spark, you know, kaboom. So.
I didn't know. I thought, like, they're just being controlling.
No. So, like, if you're at a gas station and you see one of those big tanker trucks unloading fuel, people will drive their car right up to it, right up to the pumps and all. It's nuts. And people don't realize that some of these cars can spark. And if there's a gas leak, not, like, liquid gas, but if there's gas leaking from that truck because not everything's your car could ignite and cause a fire throughout, you know. So unloading, just park on the opposite end getting fuel.
I don't. If they're unloading fuel, I just move on. I go to the next guy because I don't like it when it's all turned up in the gas thing anyway. Like, I don't know. I don't trust it. So.
I know a lot of people are skeptical, but there's usually no water in tanks. Some people believe that they water down gas, and no, that's not the case. They can't. It would ruin
really?
It. Really?
So is ARCO really the most terrible gas on the world?
No. So I don't know about ARCO, but I do know different brands have different, what's the word I'm looking for? Not chemicals, but blends. They have different blends. So, like, I don't know if you guys have 5 stars or not. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm in California. We have, like, Chevron. We have ARCO.
We have BP as well.
No.
I'm sure you've heard of
Yeah, I've heard of them. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, most of the time, like Chevron, ARCO, BP, 5-Star, all these, they have their own blend of gasoline.
Okay.
So, the ARCO could just have a shitty blend, honestly. That's all it could be. Whereas, Chevron could have a better blend that lasts better and works better for your car. It's not necessarily the watered down because they can't do that. So at least not here in the tri-state area where I work, they can't. Mm-hmm. We have to tank to make sure there's no water in the tank. So,
Yeah, I would probably imagine that it's against the law at this point, right? After everything we've been through with fuel.
It's nuts.
It is nuts.
Fuel hauling. It's crazy what people don't realize.
Right. Well, I think there's a lot more to a lot of things that people don't realize. It's like I worked in food service for years, and, you know, people always like, I ate it and I got sick immediately. Well, it wasn't the food that made you sick. It wasn't that food that made you sick if you got sick immediately, because it takes 8 hours for you to get food poisoning.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, I heard it takes longer than that, to be honest. But
well,
I didn't know it was only
8 hours is like the onset, you know, it's about the onset when your body, when you might start noticing differences in your body or something's going on, 8 hours, but it depends also on your system, how your system, you know, works and produces. Like slower moving metabolisms, it's going to take longer.
Yeah. Where in California are you located?
Right now, I'm in Orange County. I'm in Fountain Valley, about 15 minutes from Disneyland.
Yeah, so I'm actually originally from California. My mom and dad and brother and sister, we moved to Kentucky when I was about 4.
Uh-huh.
But they're all from California, from Los Angeles and
okay.
San Bernardino?
San Bernardino, yeah. So that's where I grew up, in San Bernardino County in Apple Valley.
My dad. I moved back out there after high school. I lived in Lancaster and Yuba City. But
I knew you were
going to
say that right now somehow. I knew that you were going to say that, like, over there in the Antelope Valley.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird when you get a feeling like that?
Yeah. So, yeah, all my aunts, uncles, they all still live out there.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so we're right off the 405 in Brookhurst. I don't know if you ever come in, like Huntington Beach, Newport.
It's probably been about 15 years since I've been back out there.
Okay. Well, you're not missing much.
I know L.A. was a lot more, it was more dirty the last time I went than it was when I was younger, so.
You know, I didn't really know. I've spent more time in L.A. this year than I have my whole life, and it is a really dirty place.
Yeah,
it really is kind of dirty. So I was like, wow. Okay, I've got all the information I need for now. Let me see here. Okay, so is the card a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's a credit card, so I'm assuming Master.
Oh, is it start with a 5?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
5155.
Mm-hmm.
9981.
Mm-hmm.
1160.
Mm-hmm.
3319.
Expiration month and year?
0927.
3-digit code on the back?
201. Now, it's my mother's name and address, so I'll have to give you that as well if you need.
Yeah, what's the address?
1456 Yarbrough, that's Yarbro Lane, Lane, Paducah, Kentucky, 42003.
Okay, got it. All
and
right.
Her name is Kimberly Myers.
Kimberly Myers?
Yes.
M-Y-E.
Yeah, M-Y-E-R-S, sorry.
It's okay. That's fine. All right. So I need to set a security password for your account, your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City I was born in.
Which is?
Los Angeles.
Okay. So we set this. Oh, shoot. Hold on. It codes it out. we set this as a security question. Now, if you ever get a call from somebody and you're not sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like they sound like they might be with Local Splash. You're not sure.
Oh.
Ask for your security question because sometimes they can be crafty. It's rare. But it can happen, okay? And we like to make sure that all your information is protected. So we actually are going to read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash and goes over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month, that there's no contract, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
G&A Painting, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Aaron Garrett, owner.
Aaron, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So you've already disclosed you're working with the issues list. If you choose to move forward with any other type of marketing, please just let us know so that we can work with them as well.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I know. It's super wordy. I understand. So, like, if somebody calls you offering you the same thing we're offering you, obviously we're already doing it. 2 is not going to be better than 1.
You're going to say no. So if this is what it is, then I'll be happier than can be. So.
Right. So let me see here. Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is June 3rd, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package, and your setup fee has been waived. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the third day of every month. If you choose to pause your service, discontinue your service, or upgrade your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. Erin, we look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, the last order of business is going to be the terms and conditions. So I'm going ahead and sending you another text message here. It is a clickable link. Once you open it up, it's going to say take control of your online presence.
Okay. Okay. So click on it?
Yep.
Okay.
And then go ahead and click the 2 boxes certifying that you have the authorization as a user and signer on the card, and also that you agree to receive SMS text messages from us, and then type in the name that is seen there on the signature line.
Where is the signature line? I don't see it.
It's down on the very bottom. When you scroll down, it'll say, I agree to receive SMS text messages sent to my phone. I certify that I am an authorized holder. And then it says signature with the name and the orange arrow.
Well, okay. I think I'm on my phone.
Okay.
Kind of sideways. Let's see if that works. There we go.
Is it better? Are you on an iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
I've kind of been hearing that a bit, so I'm going to have to report it because I don't know why it's giving so many problems with the signature portion.
Who knows, but did I do that right? Because the name it had up there was my mom, so that's the name I put.
Yeah, you did it correctly. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then when you're ready to go ahead and change the card, you can call me directly, or I can show you how to do it through the dashboard. Okay?
Probably call you.
Or the dashboard is easy to navigate on your own. So as of right now, the next most important thing is going to be client onboarding, which is scheduled for tomorrow. That's going to be between 5 and 6 p.m. If you choose to log into your dashboard now, you can totally do that. The login credentials have been sent over to you via email. The username is always going to be the phone number for the company, and then your password is all lowercase, top success, T-O-P.
Wait. Start over. What's the username?
Your phone number, 270-217-0595.
Okay.
No dashes or dots or periods. Just the phone number.
And then my password?
All lowercase, top success, T-O-P-S-U-C-C-E-S-S.
And this is for which app again? Which app do I download?
Well, they're gonna walk you through how to download the call app when they assign your call tracking number and all that. This is just your tracking system. So this just allows you to log on and track the success. Right now it's super empty, but if you want to upload photos here, you can. They just like to give you guys access to it right away.
Okay. I'm already getting stuff for Google verification.
That's from us, so don't worry. They will explain that, those emails, tomorrow, but basically it's a list of items that can be accepted for client, from the client for Google verification. You have the LLC, you'll send us a copy of that, you send us the business card. They'll ask for any documents that you have to prove the company's legitimate. Once you have the LLC, it's pretty much a done deal. So you send that to us, we process that and send it over to Google for verification, okay?
But thing too, yeah.
What's that?
I gotta figure out where I put it. Isn't it like a sheet it gives you?
Yeah, there's a lot of things there that you can use to do for it. Like you can use a lot of different things for Google verification. Some of the other things, like you'll see on there where it says stuff like photographs of tools or equipment. That's for companies that don't have like anything at all, and we have to, you know, try to start from the bottom up and really verify them. So yours should be good.
Okay. And I know, okay. I've got some pictures that I can do. Just have to do finished pictures work, because there's some places I might have like when I was finished, but I didn't take a before.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Absolutely no worries.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Do you have any further questions for me?
Don't think so.
Okay. Well, if you do, you have my direct phone number and extension line. You can call me. If you text, just put @Amy and it'll come over to me directly. Okay.
Okay, so if I text that number and then put okay.
Mm-hmm. Because the whole team gets it. So if you want it to come to me, if you want to make sure that I get it and that you want me to respond or call you back, then you're gonna wanna @Amy so I can take care of it for you.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we're here to take good care of you. I appreciate your time. I know you're going to love it, and I'll speak with you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.